President Obama's grassroots team in Alaska launched an effort today to convince state residents to back health care reform. There isn't anything concrete on what that reform may ultimately look like, but the State Office of Organizing for America says it wants to make sure Alaskan voices are heard in the national discussion. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
A few years ago, Homer resident Kim Burrows went to the emergency room for what she thought was a stroke. As it turned out, she had a relatively mild neurological condition called Bell's palsy. It wasn't a long-term illness, but Burrows says the emergency room bill altered her life.
That trip to the emergency room cost me well over $1,000, and I had no medical. I was working full-time, single parent, and I had to quit my job to get on Medicaid. I became a ward. My son and I, my 16-year-old boy, we became wards of the state. We got a monthly check and then got food stamps, but I got my medical.
Burrows told her story at a news conference arranged by the Alaska Office of President Obama's grassroots effort, Organizing for America. The group is asking Alaskans like Burrows to make the case for reform. Maya Osorio is originally from Colombia. She says her family back home struggles to make a living, but they don't have to worry about health care. Osorio doesn't understand why it's so different in a wealthy country like the United States.
Every time that somebody say, check with the doctor for this, check with the doctor for that. In my mind, I said, that's a joke. How am I supposed to check with my doctor? I don't have a doctor. And if I go there, they're going to ask, are you having health insurance? But every day I pray, oh God, don't let me get too sick today. Don't let me get too sick because I won't be able to afford it.
According to Organizing for America, only a quarter of small businesses in Alaska offer health insurance, the lowest rate in the country. The group says about 18% of Alaskans were uninsured in 2007. Jonathan Teeters is directing the local office of Organizing for America. He says Alaska has a lot of unique challenges when it comes to health care, and he wants to make sure those points are factored into the debate in Washington.
Our job is to listen to Alaskans, to take these stories of their challenges and of the opportunities that we have in this state to fix some of our broken pieces, and to make sure that those are heard, you know, in this state, in Washington, D.C., and that in the end, hopefully some of our particular challenges here are addressed.
One of the most controversial aspects of reform is an option that would allow people to buy into a government health plan that would compete with private insurers. But many Republicans say a public option wouldn't just compete with insurance companies, it would crush them. Teeter says he's worried the public plan idea will be tough to sell nationally. On the other hand, though, he hasn't heard much resistance to the idea in Alaska.
Most people, when I say that there's going to be a public option, their eyes light up and they say, great, so that means we're not just going to be shoved over to the insurance company somehow.
Teeters has the tough chore of whipping up enthusiasm in Alaska for complicated public policy during fishing season. And right now, he doesn't have a lot of details to help make the case for the plan. But he says there are some simple principles he's trying to communicate.
Here at home, we really just want to make sure that everybody has access, that we bring down the cost, and that people that already have coverage have a choice in what option they take.
Teeter says everyone in Alaska has been impacted by the healthcare system, one way or another. His job now is to make sure those stories are part of the national debate. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.